This podcast is brought to you by Speed Space. Wednesday, September 9, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Educational institution CEDA says that diversified miner Xstrata South Africa will provide 3.5 million rand for the education of South African students. CEDA says that it has entered into a multi-year partnership with the mining company that will benefit 100 deserving students from disadvantaged backgrounds. The agreement follows Xstrata South Africa's sponsorship of 50 CEDA students since 2007. The institution says that Xstrata South Africa has recruited some of the students from rural communities in the Northwest, Limpopo and Mpumalanga provinces, where it mines and smelts metals. Junior miner Central Rand Gold South Africa will oppose a court interdict brought against it by Black Economic Empowerment Puno Gold Investments. Central Rand Gold explains that Puno is seeking to interdict its South African subsidiary from proceeding with mining operations at its consolidated main reef, Langlaagte, City Deep and Crown Mines tenements. The decision is pending the final determination by arbitration award or court order of the interpretation of the provisions of the shareholders' agreement entered into between Puno and Central Rand Gold Netherlands and Tills in respect of Central Rand Gold South Africa. The shareholders' agreement provided for the completion of and timeframe within which a bankable feasibility study was to be prepared in respect of the expected mining of the tenements. Central Rand Gold says that the interdict proceedings are scheduled to take place on October 13 or soon thereafter. Also making headlines, Barrick Gold will raise $3 billion in a share sale and will use the proceeds to eliminate its gold hedges. A strike costs Impala Platinum 50,000 ounces and 720 million rand in revenue. Gold major Harmony clinched the provisionally liquidated Pamodzi Gold Free State. And Katanga will ramp up its DRC project faster than planned. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.